I'd like to call the meeting of the County Commission back to order from recess. And we are scheduled on our agenda. First is previous minutes. And I would like to ask that we move approval of previous minutes, both regular meetings and executive, till this next Thursday. Will that work, gentlemen?
That'll be fine with me.
That's fine.
Let's do accounts payable.
I move to accept accounts payable checks number 332048 through 332084.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable checks number 332048 through 332084. Discussion. Let the record show that there are no journal entries and there are no transfers. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let's wait till we change it. Agenda request review. Guys, is there anything additional that you would like to add to the agenda for Thursday? And I just signed we're going to move the minutes to Thursday. Danny, do you know if we have, we don't have a meeting schedule with legal?
I asked, and they said that they didn't think that we did have, there was some scheduling problem with their schedule, not ours, to meet with them.
If we don't finish the projected budget on Tuesday, I would like us tentatively to put that on Thursday also.
Okay.
That is it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to let them set the times as we bring up the issues?
Yes. I can't think of anything else.
Well, there's a couple of board appointments that we'll be making this morning that there's several names that I tried to contact some of the people this weekend, and there's a couple of boards that I would like to wait till Thursday to make those appointments. Unless you gentlemen have...
No, I just put it down. We'll add that.
We'll add those two appointments to that.
Rick, could you come up and join us? Anything else on agenda request for Thursday? Randy, are we going to need to meet with R&B on Thursday?
No, we're going to last today.
All of it today? Okay.
Have you, you gentlemen, have one of you end up with my agenda? Because I had it here, but that's not, I've not put it in this. Okay, thank you.
Rick, what time did we establish for the first?
Wrong, I didn't write it down.
They're down in front of me.
Either one of you guys write it down.
Next order of discussion is 2013 budget hearing. It says budget hearing announcement. We have scheduled for the final budget hearing under Missouri law to be held January 21st. And I will give the media the time on that. It's either, I think the girls put it for 10 or 11 o'clock. During that hearing, we will discuss with any member of the public anything additional that they would like to add to the document that will be forthcoming prior to that time for discussion. The County Commission has the option of adopting the budget that day and or working on it until the end of the month, at which time any changes can be made if the County Commission agrees with any recommendations that are forthcoming from the public regarding the 2013 budget. Rick, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if I could. First, I don't think we have, as of last week, had all of the final numbers in yet, or we did and I didn't subtract them, but what I would like to know is where are we with final numbers for 2012 based upon what we budgeted for 2012, both as far as revenues were concerned and as far as expenditures were concerned. And then I'd like to also know, if you will, the capital improvements that we made, most notably down to the judicial facility. Okay. If we subtract that out, where we're at.
Actually, I've been putting those in and working on those. We've had them since probably last Thursday finalized, something like that. And you know, we turned out our actual numbers. The revenues were just about $200,000 less than the expenses, our actual numbers. Now, those expenses include several capital improvements that, you know, that we did this past year.
Let me back you up.
Mm-hmm.
The revenues were about $200,000 less than the expenditures. Now, these are the projected budgetary revenues for the.
That's the actuals there.
Actuals.
We actually, okay. the revenues came in quite a lot more than what we budgeted.
Okay.
We were, I don't remember what the budget number was, but it was, you know, we came up with probably $800,000 more revenue than what we thought we would.
When you subtract out the huge capital expenditures that we had trying to rectify the problem with heating and cooling systems,
mm-hmm.
and the judicial facility, where are we as far as the year? Operating.
Our actual operating expenses probably less than our actual revenues, which that's what we want to be. That's what we're striving for. It's been tough, and I want to say thank you to all the department heads, because I think that's, you know, that speaks to them well, too. We had several of those that didn't spend all of their budget this past year, even though there was a raise given in the middle of the year, and they still were under budget. Excellent, excellent money managers, I think.
Well, I know that it has been a difficult 2 years and two budget cycles. I know that it's been difficult for a lot of elected officials, for a lot of department heads, but the goal was to reach a point where we were no longer spending more money than we were bringing in. So give me an idea where we're at, because I know that we're not finished yet with the 2013
yeah.
budget, but where are we currently with the changes and the...
The budget process really hasn't become much easier as of yet. We actually, when we looked at requests versus revenues or projected revenues, they were pretty much about the same as what we ended up budgeting last year. But again, remember that we were under budget last year when we projected revenues, and we didn't spend all that we budgeted. We don't plan to spend everything we budget this year. There's some things that we have to budget for in case we have to spend them. But we don't really expect to spend a lot of those. And so we're pretty much where we were last year. We hope to see the economy turn around, and maybe we pull out of this a little bit. But right now, we're still in that tough budget cycle, tough spending cycle.
You know, for the knowledge of those who are listening, within our budget is a figure that we try to hit. It's a budgeted amount. And Rick just alluded to the fact that there are some things that are in our budget that, while they're showing that they're going to be expenditures, we don't believe they truly will be expenditures. For example, we have an emergency fund that's got $690,000 in it because Missouri law says you'll put in at least 3% of what your total revenues are into an emergency fund, so that if an emergency comes up, in fact, you'll have the monies to cover that emergency. Well, barring no actual calamities or emergencies, that should be money that we would have that will go towards some budgeted expenses that we currently have that we don't have revenues anticipated for. So in reality, at the end of the year of 2013, our hopes are, I think, to be somewhere very similar to where we're at right now based upon what happened in 2012. Mm-hmm. And given that there are other monies that we probably won't spend that are within some departments, just as happened in 2012.
And some things that could affect that, Ron, we don't know. There are some things that could affect it, like our capital improvement we talked about this year. We may have some capital improvement we decide we want to do this year. We have some money built into the budget that we can use as capital improvement. You know, there are some one-time expenses in there. Sometimes we find that year or this year would be the time to spend those. And if that happens, then we may. But barring that happening, I suspect that we will probably be pretty much on target as far as revenues versus expenses, actual costs to run the county, actual monies that we bring in.
What we're going to try to do over the course of this afternoon and tomorrow's budgetary hearing is finalize those individual items that we've been talking about over the course of the last several weeks, not the least of which is our revenue projections. And you mentioned earlier that we came in way above what we had anticipated for 2012, which was an actual help, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that our sales tax was more because it wasn't, but we anticipated about $6.5 million and we brought in about $6.7 million. So that's a couple hundred thousand there. And there are a couple of other areas. The recording of documents upstairs was up and collections were up. And so there's some things that we want to take a look at and we might want to tweak in our existing budget to bring that.
We always want to try to be as accurate as we can, but if we miss it, I would prefer to miss it on the low side. I prefer to have more revenues coming in than what we anticipated, so we then have monies to cover the expenses.
Well, I know you and I don't always agree on everything, but we certainly agree on that. Can I ask some questions for Rick? Jan, for you, I'll get that exact time. I have that upstairs. I don't have it in front of me, and I apologize for that, for that final budget hearing. It will be, as I understand it, in your paper this Wednesday. We've already sent that in, explaining when that will be, so there'll be a notice of that given to the public.
Ron, right now I'm working to try to get the 2012 actuals into all those different budgets. That's quite a process, so I will go continue with that, so we'll have a budget document ready on Friday. That's okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks,
you,
Mr.
Guys.
Finley.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have already agreed to set aside the executive session minutes until Thursday. Transfer station discussion. Who's here for that? Randy, can you join us? I just got to have somebody up here. Or anyone else. This is not so much as to what plans we currently have out there, or recycling, or the building itself, as it is a request that this county commission take a look at developing a written policy for those individuals that do business through the transfer station. We need to establish how haulers are going to pay, when they're going to pay by, and what actions will be forthcoming if, in fact, they don't pay by a certain time. And that's why I've asked for this to at least be on there. We don't have to get into the nuts and bolts of it right now, but I really want to have that discussion unless you guys are ready to chat about it today. But personally, I think we need to set a time, 30 days, 35 days, payment has to be in, or use of the facilities are taken away.
That's fine with me. I think that most people work off a 30-day billing process. I think that that's totally fair to all involved, including the county. So if you want to have a recommendation or a motion made for a 30-day time frame, I'm ready to do so. I know that we've run into difficulties in the past, just as other people do in their own private business, on arrangement of payment, but some of these have stretched out too long, and I think that a motion for 30 days and then whatever process you want to decide on at that time be discussed. But
what I would like to do is have you all's permission to talk to County Council and have them draft for us something, and then we fill in the blanks as far as the days are, and then accept a formal motion at that time.
That'll be fine.
I would try to get that off today or tomorrow. And
then also, how do we decide who we allow to, I mean, is there a criteria that somebody has to meet in order to have the billing, or how do we do that? Is there something already in place?
Currently, Randy, if I'm not mistaken, haulers can come in, they can charge, and there's a billing system that's set up through the county.
Right.
We've got to the point where there is a hauler or a couple of haulers who have extended out their payments, haven't made them. We need to tighten that verbal policy.
Yeah. Most normally, a private citizen basically pays as they dump. So it's basically the haulers that are doing business with us.
Commercial haulers.
Commercial haulers is basically what you're referring to. So, and some of them do charge and then pay monthly. So, or however that's set up, I'm not sure exactly how a lot of them are set up. But
what we're trying to do is develop a policy on how that recommendation goes. If they set up an account, or they have to follow these certain regulations as far as what we're going to options for them to pay.
I agree.
I'll contact council and have them
draw up some paperwork. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
And then if people want to utilize that, they can, and if they don't, they'll do something else.
And are we going to wait to make the 30-day notice period official upon the documentation, or we're going to fill in the blanks as we get it on the time frame?
I think if we get council to send us what we need, then we can make a motion here, basically fill in the blanks on the time, make a decision if it's 30 days, 35 days, et cetera, what penalties will be imposed. Just have suggestions from him, what we don't like, we'll have him change. Then we'll have the formal motion and move forward, if that's all right.
Okay.
The treasurer has already agreed and has, in fact, already contacted who is delinquent, and we're pursuing
those funds,
bringing them up.
Yeah, all right.
Scott and Travis, do we want to talk any about what project we have out at the transfer station, where we might be on that project, what we might need to do? I know I've caught you cold, but
Travis can explain it.
Apparently, I didn't catch you that cold.
Now we're getting ready to set up a meeting with you anyway to talk about this. But what we're looking at doing is kind of a first phase of this project we've been talking about, is just doing some geotech work, the survey, and kind of doing a study more or less to figure out what we're actually going to do out there. So we've been trying to scope how we want to do this building addition, but it's kind of difficult to do because we don't know exactly how big the building's going to be. We don't know what kind of foundation to put in because we haven't gotten any geotech work yet. And the operation or maintenance manual that we're going to write, until we figure out what we're doing with the building, we can't really write it. So what we want to do is set up this contract as kind of a first phase, study it, figure out what we're actually going to do, kind of work up some preliminary building plans. Then once we figure out what we're going to do, we'll come back with a second phase that we'll discuss the scope and fee of that later to finalize the O&M manual and the actually complete the building plans.
Would one of you speak to why we're undergoing a building change. It wasn't something of our choosing. It was more or less dictated through DNR, but I thought maybe the press would like to know.
Yeah, DNR sent the county a letter basically saying they needed to update their O&M manual, update the site plan of the whole facility, and add doors to the building. You could add doors to the building, but right now you have issues with haulers. Some of the commercial haulers come in that the trucks are too tall. They hit the top of the building. It's tearing up the building. So if you're going to the trouble of adding doors, what we kind of decided is to add on an extension to the building so they'd be able to dump inside the building without destroying the building any further than it already has.
Are you aware of any avenues for this county to pursue for additional funding through grants that might, in fact, work?
Not that I'm aware of. We can do some checking, but solid waste doesn't seem like there's a lot of grants out there. I'll talk to Zimmerman, though. He'll know better than I do, but I haven't heard of any.
Your suggestion is that we enter into this agreement that you've drafted for these.
The issue we ran into is when we originally started this, we kind of talked about the county actually doing the building itself and us just kind of working up real preliminary plans of 20-foot-long extension, whatever it is. And that's kind of changed where now we may actually bid the whole thing, which from our end is a very different thing. If we're putting together a whole bid package of specs and everything, it's difficult to scope the whole contract till we know exactly what we're going to do. So this first phase would just be to figure out where we want to go with this, get all the geotech survey, all the preliminary stuff done that we need to do anyway. But then once we have all that, we can kind of evaluate it. We'll have a structural engineer come down, look at the building, make sure we can easily add on a 20-foot section. And we're going to do some cores of the existing tipping floor and see what kind of condition it's in, because we don't know if we need to replace that yet. So,
There's been some studies on this already, understanding that, you know, when I had my own company as far as doing business, I wanted to know from my perspective of what was needed to be done other than what someone else. Is there anything like the survey work of the entire thing that can be, that's already been done, anything that's been done of significance that would be subtracted from this? I mean,
I could probably look to see. I know we had a different company working on this previous. I don't know what type of survey they'd done, if it was just specifically the building or if it was the site, what I think, which is DNR's requiring, is basically a whole site survey. I'll have to find out what they've done.
I've heard that mentioned before. The reason I say that is
I know they, the previous company did do some survey work, but I don't know how extensive they've done their survey work to see if that can even be used.
Well, the payment, if we've made any payment for such services, I'd like for it to be applied if possible. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ron, or did that take place before?
No, of course, I understand.
DNR, as far as we know, it wasn't turned into DNR if they have it. The survey they had that Scott got was from, like, 93. Now, they may have turned in something to you guys that we haven't seen yet. But
based upon what DNR says they feel we need, and based upon the preliminary work and thought and so forth that Jim had put into this, because I know he was involved in it, what did we think it was going to cost us to put a building out there? I know that the doors that they wanted so that we could try to fit what was there was cost prohibitive. What's it going to cost us to put a building out there? And the reason I ask that is, with no offense, but I don't want to get to a point where I'm paying more money for engineering than I am for the building we're putting up.
Well, and that's part of what we're trying to figure out is cost-wise, and that's been kind of the debate between us three is, how far do you want to take this? If it's just a matter of satisfying DNR, sticking a couple doors on the front, we can do that reasonably cheap. If you want to replace all the tipping floor and really clean it up to where it's kind of a first-class facility, you can get pretty expensive.
And that's what basically you are suggesting here is for us to find out.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we'll go whichever direction you want us to go, but it's, from our end, it's very open-ended at this point. We don't know exactly what we're being asked to design yet, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know what the cost will be without this.
Are you guys...
I don't want to spend $27,000 to find out what the cost is going to be. With the conceptual, I mean, you need the full conceptual design and everything to get the true...
Yeah, I mean, to develop reasonably accurate construction estimates, we're going to have to...
You guys got time on Thursday? I'm trying to get these guys loaded up for Thursday. I've got surgery, and we're just going to work them to death.
The thing that I don't want to do is double pay for services rendered. What you're saying is DNR wasn't provided a survey of what you're asking, totally, for what you're asking. Because the way that I understood it in these discussions before, we had a total survey print of the entire property that was requested, and this has been a rather lengthy process, and if they didn't receive it and we've already paid for it, I want to know that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't know whether we need to get into discussion.
I mean, I looked real hard all through boxes and Randy's, and the IT came and got on the computer and looked, and we can't find anything.
Okay.
I mean, zero, unless you guys have it. So if you do.
That may be something that you guys have paid for. You may talk to that other firm and see if it was delivered or if they still have it.
But right.
That's the third one.
We haven't gotten anything out of it.
Well, if anything hadn't been turned in to DNR, then there's a good chance it hadn't been done.
Right.
It's my recommendation that we have another meeting after we've done some research, Ron, and I think that if the attorneys have drawn up anything that would be part of this, or if we go back through and look for some billing that might be associated with it.
When's our deadline? Is it in just mid-year? Or?
Well, I think it's mid-year.
June 2013. That we'll have... Our project, whatever our project is, at least from the scope that they've given us, completed, right?
Right. That's the deadline.
We're going to have doors on a building.
Right.
That's what their letter said. I can't speak for DNR, but I would bet if you have someone under contract or they've got plans and it just hasn't been completed yet or something like that.
That's the indication I got.
I'd
if we're working on it, they'll work with us. But there's been nothing done for so many years that they're glad to see progress.
Well, somebody has to do the work. Somebody has to sit down. Somebody has to have the discussions. And if we're going to be a part of that, and they're on board with Scott leading the way here, well, I don't have an objection to the first part of this, but when I look at what all the follow-through are, of course, that would be based upon decisions, I'm assuming, is how far to go forward is where the real costs start coming in, right?
Yeah, I mean, the survey and the geotech, of course, we sub out the geotech work. We have another company come in and do the cores and everything. Yeah, we could break this up more to where we just do that part and then come back to you again, but until we have a structural engineer come down and look at this and
just round table upstairs and talk about what's going on here.
I could if I had the other information that I was looking for, Ron. I'm not sure that I'll have it by Thursday.
And that is whether or not some of this has already been done?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's my problem. I want to make sure
who's working on this before? Is it Aegis?
I believe it's Aegis. I can go back and see what information I can dig up, but part of that...
I know that somebody else had charge to do that. That was months ago, and we haven't...
Right.
Right. Conversations that we've had here, and Jim was working on this particular project before, and I absolutely don't know where he was at with you guys on it or where what was turned into the county. I just want a better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, because what was sent in to us before couldn't... It wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what we're kind of coming is
to see what you guys want to accomplish. So this is just the starting point of it.
Scott, will you work with Dan to see if you can in fact find if any of this work has already been done?
Yeah.
Any preliminary work has already been done? I've not seen any that's been done, but if in fact that's the case, and then we can sit down and we can build a plan on how to move forward.
Right.
Because this is a project we need to move forward on. We don't need to drag our feet.
No, I can do that.
I would appreciate that very much.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you.
That's all right, Randy. You can work with them as well?
Yeah.
Mr. Riss.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you join us? As I understand, was that why everybody was here? Was that with R&B? Was it transfer station?
No.
We got a stuff off Road and Bridge also.
Oh, okay.
They're not running off, I hope.
Mark, I see from our agenda that we have a possibility to go into executive session and discuss contracts. I'm going to let this meeting put it in your hands and you make decisions. But if, in fact, we are going to talk about contracts, we do need to go into exec. And if not, that's...
Is it contracts or network planning?
It's network planning with a possibility of going
into executive.
Yes, it'll be,
I didn't say that very well.
It's network planning, and yeah, I'd prefer to.
Is it from the get-go, or what have you got in mind?
Well, goes over what our current contracts are, and I've got some potential what we could move into. I don't know if that's quite appropriate to discuss.
How much time will we be spending so that these folks here will know?
15 minutes.
How much?
I could probably go
15.
I could get it done in 15 minutes.
Why don't we, gentlemen, go into executive session until 10 o'clock so that the public knows what time we come back on air?
All right.
I would entertain a motion.
Motion to go into executive session, section 610.021.12, which is for contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to revised statutes of Missouri, Chapter 610.021, subsection 12, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron,
Brandon,
aye.
Sorry, Brandon, aye.
Ron, aye. I got ahead of you. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session with Mr. Riss until 10 a.m.